stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay. So yesterday we dealt with a man who bought boots for his wife.
Ay, ay, ay. Things not to do if you don't know how.
And he had a problem, couldn't return them. Today we deal with a man who bought high heels for his wife. And he's trying to return them as well. And wife got in touch with me to say, listen, he buys me these high heels. And then the heel broke. So now he's trying to get them returned.
And you know what? These pranks will never ever end as long as men continue to try and buy these kinds of gifts for their partners.
Because haven't you learned? Your wife is going to call Wackhead.
And I know nothing about shoes and stuff, you know? So, let me rip. Oh, this poor man. This poor man. Here we go.
Hello, I'm looking for Yusuf, please. Hello, Yusuf. It's Abel here from Shoe City Lakeside Mall.
Yes, I can hear you.
I understand you bought a pair of shoes that you weren't happy with.
That's correct.
Okay, what was the pair of shoes? Was the shoes for you?
No, it's for my wife.
For your wife, okay. And what was the problem with the shoes?
The heel broke.
Oh. So I know these were high heels. What we just need to find out from you is the weight of your wife.
No.
Listen, idiot. Listen to me. Listen. So, who is my time?
Because all her heels come with a certain weight limit, and if she was over 50 kilograms, the warranty won't stand.
Wackhead, play with yourself. Get up alive.
Can't spiel, Wackhead. Can't spiel. Get out.
I couldn't help myself, guys. I couldn't help myself. think. You know what? Should they have a warranty weight limit?
Don't go there.
Don't go. Don't start nonsense. Don't even go there. And also, what woman? How many adult women are under 50 kgs?
I was about to say, not everyone is the weight of a bag of rice.
I just threw a number out there, guys.
Sure.
I just threw an impossible number out there. An impossible number to achieve. I know 50 kilograms.
Don't start fights. You starting nonsense now? You starting big, big nonsense now?
Because like a 6-inch stiletto versus a cork wedge.
A cork wedge.
The weight limit is different.
But the shoe engineering is so advanced now, Darren. It accommodates all kinds of beautiful shapes. So there's absolutely no excuse for that.
Okay.
And also the great thing about buying heels or shoes are that it doesn't matter how much you eat. Your shoe size is your shoe size. You can always go shoe shopping.
I mean, I did gain weight and I went up 2 shoe sizes, but that's a different story.
How do your feet not grow longer?
No,
not shoe size.
I was a 7 and now I'm kind of an 8-ish.
Did you give birth somewhere and not tell us? Because that happens when people are pregnant.
No, it just got my foot got a little bit wider, Shirley.
Okay.
So you see, with a smaller feet, they accommodate the narrow kind of foot. So,
But anyway, Darren, we don't like this thing that you are touching on. Don't touch
Absolutely
us on our
not.
Shoes and our weight. Just go.
And the heels. Okay.
Don't buy us shoes. Just give us money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to walk backwards into the bush. You know that meme with Homer Simpson?
Yeah. Goop, 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 goop.